the Hollywood Personality Parade. From behind the scenes in Hollywood, California, we present news, reviews, and gossip about the stars and pictures you'll see on the screen of your favorite theater. Short notes from a Hollywood reporter's notebook. Jimmy Stewart is the first motion picture star to cooperate with the United States government's new plan to train 20,000 civilian airplane pilots per year as an arm of our country's national defense. Jimmy won his pilot's license only a few months ago and is now practicing advanced flying so he can join a reserve air corps. That patriotic stand should win many new friends for Stewart, who already is one of the screen's most popular stars. Here's a story that should prove a surprise to a lot of us. I know it brought something of a pleasant shock to the studio responsible for it. This studio decided to find out by means of a nationwide poll exactly what the sorority girls of America thought was the secret of lasting youth. They sent questionnaires to every big university in the land, then sat down to wait for the answers. By a vote of 849 to 151, the girls voted solidly in favor of marriage as the secret of youth. And for a close second choice, they selected motherhood. And so Hollywood, which has made so many pictures about flaming youth, has discovered that youth is not so flaming after all. One of the most unusual occupations in Hollywood is that of the fog salesman, who actually sells fog to the studios for use in motion pictures. His name is W.S. Shilliam, who represents a large oil company, and he sells a special type of oil which, when shot out of a vaporizer under high pressure, remains suspended in the air like actual fog. 50 drums of such material were used in David O. Selznick's picture, Made for Each Other, starring Carol Lombard and James Stewart. Speaking of Carol Lombard reminds me of a peculiar problem that arose on the set during the shooting of her latest picture. If you'd happened to be on the set at the time, you'd have seen Carol, Jimmy Stewart, and director John Cromwell gathered in a huddle talking it over. "I'll tell you," said Cromwell, "you've got to fold them like this." Carol and Jimmy watched him, then Carol moved in and said, "No, John, that's all wrong. You've got to fold them pear-shaped, like this, wider at the top than at the bottom." Jimmy scratched his head for a moment and then said in his drawling manner, "Well, I don't pose as an expert on the subject, but I hear you fold them in triangles. Let me try it once." As you may have guessed, the wheels of motion picture production were being held up while two stars and a director argued about the correct way to fold a baby's diapers. The baby, only 10 days old, appears in the Lombard picture, and his costume, by the way, is pear-shaped. When a motion picture author writes a screenplay, he's supposed to describe for the benefit of the casting director the kind of a character he wants. And here is where some of Filmland's writers do their best work, though nobody but the folks at the studio see it. Our vote for the best bit of this kind of writing goes to Joe Swerling, who described one of the characters in his story as follows. Carter comes into the scene carrying a batch of legal papers. He is the type who has had but one love affair in all his life. Himself. Carol Lombard has jumped the track and surprised everyone. Hollywood is buzzing with the question, why has she forsaken comedy in which she has scored so heavily to go in for serious dramatics? Out of the guesses, the theories, the hypotheses, comes Carol's own answer given to your reporter just an hour ago. She told us why she goes serious in the hit production Made for Each Other. "It isn't a question of being typed in comedy," Carol told us, "for I don't think one can be typed in anything so broad. But I sincerely believe the best pictures of the next 2 years will be those with human qualities that touch a responsive chord in us all." Previews of the new motion pictures. Our preview at this time is the David O. Selznick film, Made for Each Other, starring Carol Lombard and James Stewart, and directed by John Cromwell. As a special treat, we have the stars with us to play for you scenes from the picture itself. A moment ago, we told you this was the picture that has aroused so much comment because Carol changes her career from comedy to straight drama. Here is a truly great production, the intimate story of a burning love that defies all of modern life to destroy it, filled with moments both joyful and sad that might have been your very own. Comedy, romance, heartbreak, laughter, tragedy, and thrilling action. Introducing the stars, Carol Lombard and James Stewart, in a scene from Made for Each Other. In this scene, Johnny Mason, played by Stewart, has just returned home from a class reunion, where he has been listening to speeches by classmates who have gone out into the world to become successful businessmen. A struggling young attorney whose future is uncertain, Johnny feels keenly his own failure to reach material success. But when he comes into the house, his low spirits plainly written all over his face, his wife, Jane, played by Carol Lombard, decides it's time to tell him a few things. Here they are.
Darling, the trouble with you is you let people step on you. You do all the work down in that office. Got more about law than Carter will ever know. Couldn't get along without you for a minute, and you know it. Everybody else knows it.
Everybody but Dula.
He does, too, only he takes advantage of you. I told you when he promoted Carter over your head, you should have quit. Walked right out on it.
What about you?
I know your mother and me. I wish you'd forget about us.
Well, if I lost my job.
But you wouldn't. They wouldn't let you go. You're far too valuable. If you left, Doolittle would crawl on his hands and knees and beg you to come back.
Hands and knees? Oh, no. You don't know Doolittle.
Well, I know you. All you have to do is speak up. Stand right up to Doolittle. Don't ask for your rights. Demand them. What are you, a man or a mouse?
A mouse.
John Mason, you know what's the matter with you? You're too modest. You don't appreciate yourself.
Well, if I just knew how to go about it.
It's easy.
You think it's easy.
You just walk right into the office and you say...
No, Jane, you don't walk into Doolittle's office. He sends for you.
Well, this time you're going to walk in. Go right up to him and you say, Judge Doolittle, there's something I've got to say to you right now.
I either get a raise and a junior partnership or else. Or else you can accept my resignation effective immediately.
Effective immediately. It's all right, Jane. Good idea. I'm going to do that some of these days.
Some of these days is tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
By all who have seen it, Made for Each Other is said to be Selznick's finest production, and the roles played by Carol Lombard and James Stewart, the best of their careers. Again presenting the stars in another scene from the picture. This time we find Johnny coming home early in the morning, slightly under the weather. He staggers into the bedroom, and there is greeted by Jane.
What time is it?
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, high noon.
It's 2 o'clock, isn't it? Feel better now?
Feel fine.
Are you comfortable?
Perfectly comfortable.
Are you sure you're comfortable?
Well, certainly I'm sure I'm comfortable.
Can I help you?
I can do very nicely by myself, thank you. I feel fine. What time is it? Am I comfortable? How do I feel? You'd think I was on the witness stand. A man comes home looking for a little peace and quiet, and what happens? Blah, blah, blah. Why didn't you call me back? Why didn't you come home for dinner? A million questions just because a man...
I ran into Judge Doolittle this afternoon after you saw him. Johnny, you fool. What difference does it make whether you get a raise or a partnership or anything?
Oh, Jane, I'll let you down. I'll always let you down. I'm no good, Jane.
Johnny, look at me and tell me you don't feel bad.
Oh, I don't feel bad, Jane. Jane, I don't feel bad.
The next time you go out and get hurt, if you don't take me with you, I'll get a divorce.
You're gonna get a good lawyer?
I've got a good lawyer.
Everyone who is in love, whoever expects to be in love, or whoever has been in love, must see Made for Each Other. And now, in another scene, enter the mother-in-law, played by Lucille Watson, famous for her role in the stage play, Yes, My Darling Daughter. Jane, Johnny, and Johnny's mother are sitting in the living room of their New York apartment. Relations between Jane and her mother-in-law rapidly are reaching the breaking point. Mrs. Mason is speaking.
Times are different now. When I was married, every well-brought-up girl knew something about cooking. Why, Jane, what is it?
I can't cook. I can't keep house. I don't know how to bring up a baby.
Jane,
I'm sure
please.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You resented me from the first moment you saw me. You resented me because you wanted Johnny to marry Eunice Doolittle.
Why, my dear, I never said anything like that.
Well, you've hinted at it enough, though.
I did nothing of the sort. But they were engaged.
Mother, I was never engaged to Eunice Doolittle.
Oh, well, not perhaps engaged.
And even if I had been, you shouldn't keep talking about it to Jane all the time.
I don't see why she should be so touchy about it.
Touchy? That's why you hate me.
Jane, will you please...
No, let her go on. She can say anything she likes. I know my place here. I'm just a guest, an unwelcome guest.
For crying out loud, what's the matter with you two?
Well, there's nothing the matter with me.
Oh, this is her house.
Now, Mother, will you... Jane, I do everything I can to help. Everything I say is wrong, and everything I do is wrong.
Jane, will you...
Just because I happen to mention that John and Judas Doolittle...
Now, stop it, both of you.
The new Cara Lombard is an amazing revelation. It is the best all-around starring part she has ever played. There is thrilling action, too, in Made for Each Other, in one of the most breathtaking aerial sequences ever filmed. As the scene opens, we find Johnny Mason bursting into the room of his boss, Judge Doolittle, played by Charles Coburn.
Yes, now, be calm, Mason, be calm.
Be calm? I can't be calm. I can't be calm until I get that serum. And the only way to get it here is to fly it.
Yes, fly it, certainly, of course.
But there's terrific storms over Utah. All the planes are grounded. And if there's just one
now,
way...
Mason, you must get hold of yourself. I know just how you feel, but you must get hold of yourself. Suppose the planes are all grounded. They can send it one of their fastest trains.
No, no, they can't. I told you, every hour counts, every minute counts. What we need is a plane from Salt Lake City, and we got a plane. We got a pilot. Yeah, he wants $5,000 to fly it to New York.
In Salt Lake City, the pilot receives a frantic call from New York. He picks up the telephone and begins to talk.
Yeah, Mr. Mason. The serum's here and the money's here, too, and I could certainly use that kind of dope. But the storm's gotten worse. It's absolutely impossible to take off. Well, what can I do?
Here, let me talk to him. Now, wait a minute, buddy. Take it easy. Suppose we... Oh. Well, maybe I... He just won't take no for an answer. Hold the wire. Jim, could I borrow your plane? Denver calling. Can you hear me, Conway? Come in, come in. Denver calling. Denver calling. Come in, Conway.
At a hospital in New York, a doctor attempts to calm Jane, whose nerves are shattered by long hours of anxiety.
It's all right. He's holding his own nicely.
Oh, may I go and see him?
I don't think you'd better. Not just now.
Why, doctor? Why don't you want me to see him?
No, don't worry.
Why don't you want me to... Why, you're lying to me. He's worse. That's why you wanted the oxygen.
Jane, dear, please, the oxygen. We need to help him until the serum gets here.
Conway, NC-24. This is Omaha. Do you hear me, Conway?
Iowa City calling Conway. Commercial NC-24. Iowa City calling Conway. Iowa City calling Conway.
Chicago calling commercial NC-24. Conway, can you read me? Can't you answer, Conway?
Allentown, Pennsylvania calling Conway. Commercial NC-24.
Shall I order another tank of oxygen, Doctor?
If the serum isn't here in another couple of hours.
Conway calling Denver emergency. I'm in a bad downdraft, losing altitude. Turbulent air, visibility zero. Can't see my wingtip.
And now, in concluding the program of the Hollywood Personality Parade, I want to thank Carol Lombard, James Stewart, Lucille Watson, and Charles Coburn for appearing in scenes from David O. Selznick's hit production, Made for Each Other. Don't miss this picture. See Carol Lombard in her new dramatic role and James Stewart in his top performance. Made for Each Other is a deeply moving story you will long remember. Take that tip from your Hollywood reporter, Gayne Whitman, who now picks up his film notebook and goes out to cover the doings of the stars.